I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to the landscape, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel and everything in between, it's time for the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He is talkative today. He is Tom Mainville, Story Hill Renovations. Thomas, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Always good to be here.
Hey, a couple of things for you before we get to our special guest. One, I want to thank you and the people at Story Hill Renovations for getting involved with this year's Toy Drive. Thank you for that.
No, absolutely. It's a good cause, and we're really excited to get involved.
It is a great cause. It goes on the week after Thanksgiving. And it's at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. And we raise money and toys for Children's Hospital to benefit Children's Hospital. And the first year we did it, Tom, it was, you know, we were really excited. I think we did $8,000 and in toys and gift cards. And Children's Hospital was like, man, this is awesome. Thank you so much. Last year we did $100,000.
That's insane.
Toys and gift cards. And what we do is, if we, the people that donate cash, will go in and we'll let our on-air guys just go crazy in Toyland.
Right.
And then we'll buy gift cards. So for families that have to, for places that are around there or for Blaine's Farm and Fleet. So the parents and families have to stay here for a week. You know what? Here's $200. Go to Blaine's and get whatever you need.
Absolutely.
You know, or here's $50 for, you know, Bowser's. Go have a pizza. Something like that. So it's a cause that I think it has touched almost all of us. If you don't have a child that's been in Children's Hospital, you know somebody who's utilized it, and it's a phenomenal place. You know, I'm so proud of the job we do, and thank you for guys like you willing to step out.
Absolutely.
So thanks.
Thanks for the invitation to do that too. We're excited.
Yeah, you bet. Nary, what's going on, Nary? The show a couple weeks ago was phenomenal.
Yeah, the show was great. The fall show did really well. I think we had a lot of great people come through. It was busy. The booths were sold out, so we were real excited with how it all turned out.
How'd you think I did on the PA match?
You were good.
I wasn't.
He kept glaring back and forth. I was at the volunteer booth, and he kept glaring back and forth and chuckling. But
and there was a couple guys there that I, you know, either they don't want to see me, or they definitely want to talk to me about something. I was avoiding a couple of those boys, but man, I thought it was a really good show. I love the girls from the Milwaukee Nary office.
Yeah, no, that's just a great show because it's a little more laid back in terms of you know, being super super busy like the spring show.
Correct.
Which is a little more laid back. You can have some quality conversations, and yeah, Michelle and the ladies at Nary are
Diane,
fun,
Gail,
to work with.
Lori. Yep. Lori is the one that she. Everybody thinks she's real quiet. She's a pot stirrer, man.
Right, right.
She gets me in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, why'd you say that? I'm like, I didn't say that. And she's over there chuckling. Yeah, everybody thinks.
She's the sniper that stirs the pot.
She is. She, and quiet, and then walks out. And then just kind of looks at you and smirks. It was really fun, and I appreciate being given a chance to be involved in that show. The awards banquet's coming up.
Yep, the WRAs are coming up January 12th. So right now we're in the midst of our chapter judges Minnesota's, and then Minnesota judges our awards. So we're in the midst of that right now, but that's January 12th. And then we have the big spring home improvement show, which is February 15th through the 18th
coming
at State Fair Park. So that'll be here before you know it.
Our special guest is Matt Gesvin from Advanced Window Door Solutions. Just so you know, that award ceremony that we talk about, WRA, yeah. Single worst day of my life.
Why?
They asked me to MC it, and I didn't hear anything for a while. And it was a couple weeks away, maybe 10 days, and I thought, okay, well, I'm out. And they didn't really explain exactly what I'd be doing. So I called the guy and said, hey, I appreciate, no worries. I know you've probably found somebody else. He goes, no, didn't I send you the script? I said, oh, there's a script? It was like 31 pages.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm not a narrator. I'm really bad at that. And I get up there, and there's a heater on my neck, and it's blowing, and it's closer than you and I. And it's hitting, and it's on full blast, and I start sweating. Look, my wife.
I can see that's a terrible day.
My wife,
you painted
bless her
a picture
soul,
there.
She everything I do, she thinks is about a 9 or a 10, right? We get in the car. I go, what do you think? She goes, oof. 6.5, and I'm thinking, oh man, she goes to tougher is when the sweat started coming off your eyebrow. I think people thought you were having a heart attack. And I said, who had the heater on? Like, never again.
I always equate that whole thing. You ever, so we're old enough, you know the movie Airplane.
Oh, of course.
Where he's sitting in the cockpit and sweat's coming. That was right there.
And you know
oh,
what?
Boy.
And all of a sudden, I finally go, you know what? Could somebody that works here turn the heater off, please? And then I thought, okay, I'm rolling. I thought, okay, I got to be almost done. I looked down, I'm on page 7. It was horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. They asked me to come back the next year, and I said,
I think your calendar was booked. Yeah, didn't you have that thing? I think you had that thing that day. Yeah.
You know what? Me with Home Improvement, half of the words I didn't even know, so I just skipped them. And you know what? It was not good, man. And you have
it
to
wasn't
be,
that bad. Though,
you have like, to be able to good. Laugh at yourself yeah. oh, once yeah. in a while. Anytime that I get pride from my wife will bring that show up. She'll say, hey, do you remember when? Yeah. You be quiet over there. Hey, our special guest, and I like when he comes in because there isn't anybody. Yeah, we can ask him pretty much anything when it comes to window and door solutions. Matt Gesvin, how you been? Everything's good?
Oh, pretty good. Things have been great. This is the time of the year where windows are the product of the season, and we have been working 12, 14-hour days, 6 days a week just to keep up with all the demand with our customers, and the factories are swollen as well, and things are good.
Hey, we're going to talk a lot about Sierra Pacific, but you told me during our pre-show meeting that they're going 6 days a week, two 10-hour shifts, so 20 hours a day.
It's crazy. Sierra Pacific has been a great thing for Wisconsin, and since 3.5 years ago when they moved into Wisconsin, things have just been on a steady uphill track since then, and about a year ago is when they added the second shift, and it moved into Saturday shortly thereafter, and then they expanded now, and they're trying to find ways to get even more production out of the day because there's such a high demand for this excellent product they're putting out. So it's great for Wisconsin, it's great for Sierra Pacific, and it's great for everybody looking for good windows.
Where in Wisconsin are they located?
So Medford is where the main manufacturing facility is done, so it's a real big boon. They put an 80,000 square foot addition on a year or so ago and have it all implemented with the highest tech equipment. And it's real exciting time for us.
So the people in that area have got, if they were struggling to find work, have got, I would think going 6 days, 10-hour days, they might be getting a little tired, but boy, you might as well make the money now when you can make it.
Oh, it's a far cry from where they were a few years ago, where people were struggling to get 30 hours a week and wondering how they were going to keep the lights on and how they're going to pay rent and if they're going to have to leave their hometown or their home state, you know? And when Sierra Pacific was looking to expand, they really saw Wisconsin as just a treasure and just this real value, the people, the work ethic. So that's why they invested in us, and it's really paying off.
Where's their main office?
So their main office is in Red Bluff, California.
Okay. And from Red Bluff, California, they identified Medford, Wisconsin as the place that they wanted to build.
Isn't that something else?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
I love that.
It just shows that Midwestern work ethic and that Wisconsin pride. It shows through to the rest of the country.
Yeah, I agree.
And why did they? Why do you think they chose Medford? They wanted to get in the Midwest. It's a different type of window that they can produce here too, right?
Right. So Wisconsin was always a hub for window. Northern Wisconsin was a hub for window manufacturers because in the day, that's where the trees were, the materials, the white pine that they used to build these windows was in northern Wisconsin. But as the times change and as we timbered and harvested these trees, we had to move further west. And with the modern transportation, the better trains, better trucking, it all became easier to move the product in from the West, but we still had this group of craftsmen and this group of people in the Midwest, and it's just it's a generational thing. And these window companies have identified it, and they still use Northern Wisconsin as a hub. There's quite a few manufacturers there.
Yeah, you got to thank Sierra Pacific for that. The people up in that area, not just Medford, but certainly the surrounding communities, have got to see this as, man, what a great place, you know, for us to work. I know that we've had this conversation before, but they treat their employees really well.
Well, when they bought their company, when they purchased the Herd facility back 3.5, almost 4 years ago, they kept everybody on. Right away, they gave everybody raises, better benefits, and another week of vacation, and put the now hiring sign out. And they've gone up from there, and it's really a great place. But the thing that you don't even think about is Sierra Pacific is booming, but think about all the other companies in the area that also feed them and feed them materials, and also the grocery stores and everything else. It's just what Wisconsin, Northern Wisconsin for sure needed.
Yeah. I agree with that. Hey, before we get to a break, what makes Sierra Pacific in your eyes, and you guys sell some different windows, but Sierra Pacific for you
right.
is the one that that really jumps out, and one of their sell lines is windows that never compromise. In your world, what makes this the best window?
Well, it's just the quality components that go into it. When you look at a window glass and from a high-end window to the least expensive window, a lot of the glass is very similar. It's the framing and the materials around it, and it's the craftsmanship that goes into those materials. So it's the heavy extruded aluminum cladding on their windows, one of their 75 standard colors that's custom painted in Medford, their high-end glass. It's just the entire package when you put a window together. Fit and finish is a term that we use quite often in the window industry. How things come together, and when you look at that, you look at the quality they put out, and then one thing that's a huge part of the equation, and we all know this, is value. If money was no object, sky's the limit.
Right.
But that's not reality for everybody. So what we see is this high quality and then this high value, and they've really positioned themselves in the marketplace as a real leader in both areas. So we're really excited.
Hey, Tom, you would, and you're shaking your head yes, because you guys work together a lot.
Yeah.
And you agree with, there are a lot of options out there.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of options, a lot of places to go. And I know that most window companies right now, if they're not really busy, that's probably not a great sign, because when I talk to people in that industry right now, it's been a really good 6 weeks.
Yeah, no, and what's nice about we get our windows through Matt over at Advanced, and we were tried and true with Marvin. We still love, we love their product. We did a lot of Marvin windows, but when Matt brought Sierra Pacific to the table, we kind of looked at them side by side, and both are just fantastic windows. But like Matt said, that Sierra Pacific also brings a little value in terms of the dollar amount you're going to spend on the window, which is great. And honestly, I like the fact, and our company likes the fact, to support local businesses.
Right.
And when we can say that we have a window line that we get out of Wisconsin, that holds great weight in the conversation.
Well, and when you talk about Sierra Pacific, and now you can say, look, they've got, they're in Medford, Wisconsin, 3.5 years into buying that facility. They're running 6 days a week, 2 10-hour shifts. For people in Wisconsin, for our guys here in the States. Right. So I agree with you with the local part of it. A lot of the stuff that I do outside of the Nary show, the high school football, basketball show, it's all about local stuff. Yeah. So right. I agree.
The internet is great, and the world economy is really cool, and Amazon is an awesome thing. But if we could all trade money locally, I think we'd be in a much better situation than we are right now. It's a really good thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. He is Matt Gesvin, Advanced Window and Door Solutions. My co-host this week, Tom Mainville, Story Hill Renovations. This is the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your question at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside this week's co-host. He is Tom Mainville, Story Hill Renovations.
Yo, T-Main, what's up, dog?
What's up?
Here we go. You're not Irish anymore,
yeah,
Gaspin?
I was just going to say, Conor McGregor has left the building.
The McGregor thing has left. I'm telling you,
and now we
related.
Got Flavor Flav.
Flavor. Oh, man, this show is going downhill quick.
The flavor of Windows.
Yeah, awads.biz is the website for Advanced Window Door Solutions. They have a showroom by appointment only.
Right.
But I would highly recommend you make that call and go see that showroom, 121st and West Silver Spring Road in Milwaukee. So we had talked a little bit about Sierra Pacific and the window of choice for you guys. I got a couple of questions that once a couple of people here in the building heard that you were coming in, happens is they go, hey, can you ask?
I got a problem. Can you ask him?
Yes.
No
and I'm
problem.
Like, do you want to call in? No. But I'll listen. I'll listen if you'll ask this question. So here's the first one. We're going to put in new windows. We want to make them as energy efficient as possible. We want double hung windows with insulated glass, but that's all we know.
Okay.
After having been in contact with a few installers, we are more confused than we were before we started.
I'm sure.
Everybody gave us different information. We believe, in quotes, that vinyl frame windows are more efficient than aluminum. Would you agree?
So, sure. The on paper, a lot of times, vinyl window is a slightly more efficient than an aluminum clad window because aluminum is a little more conductive than vinyl. It conducts that hot and cold, but it's thermally broken by wood, so that's not like the aluminum transfers the heat in and out. So when they say more efficient, they're really talking about a couple of hundredths of a point. So they might say, yes, it's more efficient. This is a 0.30 and yours is a 0.32. So it's not a crazy amount of difference. What I really go for back is, in you probably, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I always say it when I come in, but I got to ask my first question is, what is your plan with the house?
Right.
Because
this, and I can tell you that they bought this house 3 years ago and they're going to stay there.
They're
going to
stay in there.
Yes.
You know, and then I look in there. So, vinyl could be a good answer for you, and it might be a solution for you. But you want to do your research and make sure you get a higher quality vinyl window. Some of the lower quality vinyl windows I've seen fail after 4 to 7 years.
Yeah.
And the labor, as Tom will tell you, the labor to install the least expensive vinyl window or the most expensive aluminum clad window is nearly the same.
Right. Correct.
So when you pay that, and if you have to pay for labor a couple of times, you really want to make sure that you got that right, good quality window. So
I not only the woman I work with, but her husband called me because we're buddies.
Right.
And he said, I got to tell you, I kind of went into these meetings thinking I knew a little something. I did a little research on it. He said, we are so confused now. One guy said something different than the next guy who said something different. And everybody, he said, two of the three guys they brought in were bashing other companies.
Right.
And he said, so the one guy had all this kind of feeling like, boy, this guy I'm going to work with. And the second half of his presentation, he did nothing but bash other people that we're going to talk to. So I didn't want to talk. He said, but as far as the windows themselves, and they're going to have their house done, he said, I'm just more confused now than I was in the beginning.
Well, you know, go back to it. It's in our name, Advanced Window and Door Solutions. We help you wade through the mess. We take the sales pitch out of it, and we just help educate a customer on what the differences are. And that's the big deal. There's a lot of people that use, in vinyl windows, the big thing to sales is you sell a warranty. The windows aren't very good, so you sell a warranty. And people are going around selling a lifetime warranty, lifetime glass breakage. Well, there's a reason that they can do that, and they have to have something. The windows don't have the features or the benefits, so they sell on that. There's a lot of people that do that. A lot of people sell on a feature or so that's only available on their product. It might be something that isn't per se a great feature, but they've got a patent on it, so they call it the best feature, and they really sell on that, and they're able to raise their prices because of it. So there's a lot of gimmicks and a lot of hooks that you have to kind of wade through to find out who's just selling you a good quality window, one that you'd like, one that you can the quality that you understand and when you can make a decision of what's the best window for you, whether it's that $200 vinyl double hung, which is a good quality, has a high quality vinyl, or whether it's the $400, you know, H3 aluminum clad window.
You know, the toughest part for me is, he didn't tell me this, but she did, that the third company they had come in, they couldn't get the guy to leave.
That's a tactic. You know, I'll give you 20% off if you sign now.
Right.
Let me call my boss.
Let me call. That's exactly.
Let me call my.
Look, you know, I probably can't get you that price, but let.
Let me go talk to my finance guy here.
Did you get the true coat? The worst pitch you can.
It's aluminum siding.
Right.
Time.
Right.
Yeah. And nothing against that, but back in the day when you watch some of these, you know, movies. Ten Men, I think it was called. Guys wouldn't leave.
Well, and I think what's great about Matt's company, and I can just speak to this because we use Matt, is the fact that, you know, a lot of times when we bring him in as part of a package to talk to a customer, Matt truly is giving them an education on windows, which I think that at the end of the day, we all as consumers, whether we're buying windows, siding, doors, we appreciate the educational value, and I'm more apt to buy from the guy that's giving me some information and some thorough information on a product.
Well, you're going to be happy because not one of the three companies, I wasn't happy, but not one of the three companies they brought in to begin with were Nary members. And I said,
well, that says what a lot right there.
I said, look, you tell me that you listen to the Nary show. Why are you not going right to that directory? And the husband said, you know what? That's on me. To be honest with you, a friend of a friend's brother started this company, and my uncle's friend has, and they've done windows before. That was my favorite. They've done windows before,
right?
And I thought maybe I could save us some money. I said, but this is a relatively new house for you, and you're going to stay here for a while. You love the neighborhood, and you want to raise your children here. So it was. They're going to now go to a Nary member. And now they're going to be able to see the difference,
absolutely,
which I think is awesome.
Right.
A question number two before we get to a break. Regarding low E-glass,
yep.
This is a question somebody else had. Some people say that it's very important here in Wisconsin. Others say it doesn't really make any difference at all. What's right?
It makes a tremendous difference. So there's different types of low E-glass, but if you look at the numbers on how windows perform, we had single glass, just a piece of glass in a wood frame, and that kept the rain and wind out. We got insulated glass in the 50s, and boy, we thought we really did something having that airspace in it. But really, when we put that low E coating on the glass, and that is sputtered silver. So that low E coating is actually in the middle. It's soft, and it's sputtered silver onto the glass. But that really took our energy numbers, and it really pushed them down where they need to be to perform in all climates, really. So there's different kinds of low E, and they're very important. And every window company that we deal with, their standard is a low E glass. Now, low E 2, which is there's three types of low E glass that are common. There's low E 1, low E 2, and low E 3.
Easy.
Low E 2 is the most common around here, and it's low E 2 because there's two coats of low E put on the glass. And this glass works great in our climate because on high angle summer sun, it blocks that infrared rays, that blocks the heat that warms up our house. It bounces those off. And it also keeps those UV rays out that fades furniture. But the neat thing about this low E glass for our climate is the low angles winter sun, it allows some of that infrared light to come in, and we want solar heat gain in the winter. We want that free heat from the sun. So that's what that low E 2 glass does. The low E 3 glass is made for Florida or sun where we want that, where it's low angle or high angle sun. We don't want solar heat gain any time of the year. So that's what that low E 3 does. It's three coats of low E. It blocks that out. The low E1, on the other hand, it really just blocks out a lot of the UV rays that fade, but it allows solar heat gain to come through year-round, and really you control that with large overhangs or architectural features. So I 100%, if you're in Wisconsin, 100% you should go with low E2 at minimum.
Isn't that amazing?
Hey, Jack, you asked me that question. I hope you're listening because, look, if he doesn't have this on his license plate, it should say Window Geek. in a total respect.
I call myself a Window Geek all the time.
It is out of total respect that I say that. Gasman, you are something else, man. You know what's funny? It's 10 minutes before we're talking about all this other stuff. He gets in here, slaps a headset on. I talk about low E, and he just is
right,
like,
all charged up.
This is almost like talking to one of my basketball coaches. Do you run the flex or not the flex? And they get all like, oh, you gotta run.
You gotta have low E.
He's gonna seize up here any minute.
Somebody called 911. The Window Geek is going down.
He's window fans here.
Yeah, it's it. Here's Matt Gasman, Advanced Window and Door Solutions. He's the best, man. This is the Walking Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside our special guest, Matt Gasman, Advanced Window and Door Solutions, awads.biz, awads.biz, for the website. It's a great website, by the way. You can spend a lot of time on that website. My co-host this week is Tom Mainville. He's with Story Hill Renovations. Hey, so it's interesting that, first of all, I didn't, you know, no offense to the Window Geek thing, but that was an incredible answer for the low E glass. So thank you for that.
Oh, anytime.
The interesting part, getting back to that first question, And I'm going to ask you this, Tom, because when I asked the couple, the woman that works here and her husband, why they didn't directly go to a Nary member to begin with for those windows, he said, I thought it would be more expensive. And I said, well, more expensive to get it done right? Because as we talked about, if you've got to have somebody out 3 times in 10 years because they weren't done right, look, a window can be the best window of all time. If it's not put in correctly, it's not going to perform.
That's what we've talked. I mean, you just kind of hit the nail on the head there. You know, we can put the highest-end Marvin window in, but if you have someone there that's not installing it correctly, not wrapping the window properly.
And they've seen it.
There's a million. Yeah. And yeah, we've seen it. You know, we go in after, and it's like, boy, these look like new windows, but they're failing. Why?
Our service tech sees it.
All the time.
So,
you know, and that's how I answered that with him. Look, if it is going to cost you a little bit more to have it done exactly right with a company you know you can trust that's going to show up when they tell you're going to show up and they're going to do the things they tell you, and you're not going to wait another 12 weeks because the guy all of a sudden is gone. You can't find him. That stuff doesn't happen. So, you know, shame on me to have somebody here that I work with that went out to look, if your brother-in-law's sister's husband put in windows one time and he says he's a window guy, you want to give that a shot, give it a shot. But then call the Nary member to come fix it when it doesn't work.
And then, and like we said, you're paying twice. And I feel for the consumer that does
right.
that, but you know, that's sometimes what you get when you go, oh, I'm going to go with this guy. He's a little lower. I don't know why he's a little lower, but he's a little lower. And sometimes that comes back to bite you.
One of the things that I really applaud Nary members for is they're always educating themselves. They're always keeping their crews. They're always, whether it costs, and it does cost them, it costs them production time, but there's another event coming up where people are going to be at a day all about education, all about learning new products and new techniques, and windows are a huge part of that.
Hey, we've only got a couple of minutes in the segment. Can I ask you about replacement patio doors real quick?
Fire away.
What are the important things to consider when choosing replacement patio doors? And this is an article that I read, and I just wanted to get your opinion. I can tell you what theirs were, and if you can either agree or disagree.
Sure.
Operation was one, security was two, energy efficiency was three, maintenance was four, and style was five. Hmm. And I'm wondering your opinion on that.
So, you know, we find, you know, for reasons for buying a patio door, really number one is functionality, you know, ease of use. Their other door, and a lot of times it's with the screen. Those screens are terrible. The old screen doesn't work, or the door just you got to put a stick in it to lock it,
right,
or you got to put your foot against the wall to open the door. That's a number one. But then right along number two, I think, is energy efficiency. You know, people are really looking at it. And if you look at a patio door, 6 foot by six, 6 foot eight or so, you've got a 40 square feet opening in your home that you got to make sure that's a hole in your wall. You want to make sure it's darn tight and you've got an energy efficient model. So, and then, of course, right behind, I think, are aesthetics. You know, people always want to, that form, there's function and form, and that is the balance.
Yeah, the security part of it, too, I think is important. Look, if somebody wants to break in your house, they're going to be able to break in your house.
Right,
They can. It
so
doesn't matter.
The one thing that I always remind people is window companies look at locks for performance, number one. It's locks make the windows hold together and the doors hold together tight when they're in that test chamber, so they get the energy efficiency numbers they need. Those locks hold everything tight against the weather strip. Oh, yeah, and by the way, they keep your house safe. So security is always a secondary benefit of the locks in the window company's eyes. But in homeowners, you know, peace of mind is a huge deal. And we also provide extra locks and things like that, so foot bolts and things.
Hey, maintenance, I think years ago with patio doors, you had to worry about the maintenance side because, like you said, the screens – the doors come off the hinge. You've got to put a, you know, some kind of stick here to do this and do that.
Right.
That's changed. The maintenance side of it now, if you order the correct ones, there's not a ton of maintenance anymore.
No, there's not a ton of maintenance. And really, a can of silicone spray with all your windows and doors. Don't get a WD-40 brand. Just get a basic silicone spray, pure silicone. Have that in your house, and that is your friend when it comes to windows. You can lubricate your casement windows, the cranks, the hinges, lubricate the rollers, the track of your patio door. Do that once a year, spray it in your locks, and you'd be surprised how much longer life you'll get out of your products just by a little lubrication.
The doors themselves, that whole industry, we don't talk a lot about patio doors, and maybe we should, because that industry has changed and gotten so much better.
It's changed and it's incredible, right? So patio doors aren't what we thought of. These big heat sinks that are aluminum don't function very well. They're very high functioning, large sizes, and large sizes are the new things. People are really getting into large bifold doors that instead of a sliding patio door, you have a large group of doors that actually bifold out. So you'd have a really large opening of clear open area. So you don't have the stationary panels that the sliding panel slides in front of.
Right.
And then you have a big sliding screen. Or there's large multi-slide panels where these like four or five panels can stack on top of each other. They can even fit into a pocket in the wall. Those doors, those big multi-slide doors, are better off for a new construction, but we can also fit them into some remodeling.
Right. I was just going to say last summer, Matt helped us with, it was first thing we've ever done in terms of, we had a sliding pocket door, huge piece of glass that actually slid into the wall.
So this was unique, yeah. We went to a project at Story Hill, very unique home, small kitchen. Story Hill was doing a kitchen remodel, and adjacent to it, they had a sunroom. And they connected the sunroom with a small 5 foot patio door. And when you have a 5 foot wide patio door, you have a 20 inch opening or so. And when I asked the homeowner what they do and how they use it, they said, well, when our grandkids come over, we fill the space and everybody kind of hangs out. And I said, well, we have a door available that's a 5 foot wide one panel, and that whole panel can slide into a pocket in the wall. So it opens up the whole kitchen to the sunroom. And it was a solution that no other contractor offered, and it was really Story Hill got the job, and it really turned out awesome.
And honestly, that was one of the reasons we got the job, and simply by bringing Matt in and him providing his expertise and giving us options, not pushing options, but giving us a couple options, the consumer, or the client, was really happy that option.
Oh, that
was offered.
They must love that.
Oh, it was great. It was great.
I would assume that they keep that open even when their grandkids aren't around. You know,
I think that stays open quite a bit.
Yeah,
you know,
I bet
it really opens up. And that it was amazing just to feel what it did when the door was closed, because it was one piece of glass instead of two. It felt more open when it was closed.
Right.
But then when the door was open, it really just opened up the two rooms, and it's really something.
It went right into a pocket, so you never even saw.
Yep, the door can just go into a pocket in the wall, so it can kind of disappear.
It's essentially like an interior pocket door that you would see in any other house where it disappears.
But this is on the exterior of a building, and it can be heated space, and it can have a screen to keep bugs out. In this case, we didn't need one. But
difficult to install?
You're
smiling because it was your first time, right?
Exactly. And, you know, with anything you do on your first time, we truth be told, this was a product that was very new to us. Matt took time out of his day to come over and help us install it and walk us through it. So, I mean, that's another great thing.
He's a window key.
You know, and I think all of us with new things that we're trying, we get excited about doing. You know, you get a little tentative because you don't know a lot about it, but you're excited to do it because it just gives you another broad part of your portfolio.
Boy, that
feather in the cap.
You love stuff like that, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do. I like doing different things.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So. Man, that's awesome. Good story. He is Matt Gesvin. Again, he's with Advanced Window and Door Solutions. 121st West Silver Spring Drive is where their showroom is.
Well, actually, you know, that's where our main office is. Our showroom's just a mile west on Campbell Drive,
right.
But it's by appointment. Go to our website, awads.biz, and you can do a virtual tour of our showroom.
I would recommend that. And when you're there, just click on Sierra Pacific a little bit. And walk around there. Look at, I printed all this stuff.
I see.
And
that's
we're not going to use much of it. But
you were going. That's awesome.
I was prepared. Truly superior vinyl replacement windows. Windows that never compromise at Sierra Pacific. And again, he is Matt Gesvin, Advanced Window Door Solutions. He's our special guest, this week's co-host from Story Hill Renovations. He is Tom Mainville. This is the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your question at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show. We're talking high school football. How about those mighty Spartans? I'm just kidding. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. This week's co-host, Tom Mainville, Story Hill Renovations. Matt Gesvin, Advanced Window Door Solutions. You live out in Cedarburg, right?
I do.
Yeah, they
all
make...
those Bulldogs. They didn't come to the dance
How
this year at all.
How about them dogs?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, Cedarburg High School just unveiled their new logo yesterday, kind of getting rid of the Bulldog a little bit, going with a little more collegiate look. I think they need a little more than a logo redo this year for their football program.
Yeah, Brian
we'll
Lear's
see how it goes.
Brian Lear's a really good football coach.
Well, hopefully he's got some talent in the pipeline.
I'm hoping, too, because you know what? Football is tough nowadays. You know, in fact, next week on the U Sports Show, we've got a couple guys coming in who are trying their best to make it safe, really safe. So,
and I'll tell you, side note, I'm in the town of Cedarburg Parks and Recreation Committee, and I was just telling that our flag football is just blowing up right now. It's just growing by 100% every year because people are wanting their kids to play football but wanting to do it safely.
That's awesome. Hey, a couple of questions that I wanted to get to before we get out of here that I got, again, from people that work here after they heard the promo you were coming in. Argon gas between the glass is offered by some manufacturers.
Sure.
But, again, different people have different options about whether it helps with the insulation.
Yep.
What is your opinion?
So it does. So argon gas is smaller molecules than air. And it doesn't conduct hot or cold as easily as air does. So if you put that argon gas in between your window, that hot or cold, it's less conductive than air. The thing that nobody really tells you about argon gas, and it's fine, it's typical across the board, it'll leak out of your window after a while because these molecules are smaller than air. So it can leak out of the seal, but the moisture air can't leak in.
Okay.
So after about 10 or 15 years or so, your argon is pretty much depleted. However, it's very inexpensive to put in. And for the very little amount of money that it costs to actually add the argon, it's an inert gas. I tell people just to do it 100%.
And once it's gone, it's gone.
If you go to Krypton gas, that's a more rare gas, and that really adds a lot of money. And the debate is out about that, but a lot of manufacturers don't offer Krypton. Argon is pretty much the standard. And I would, in our climate, just go for it.
Hey, last question. And I think I know this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. They're going to be in their house 3 to 5 years.
Yep.
And selling it because they want to move a little bit west into a different school district.
Sure.
What important features do we look for in replacement windows when it comes to our investment?
Well, you want something that's going to, obviously, you want a good quality window. You don't want to go with something bottom of the barrel because, you know, they're going to move in 3 to 5 years.
Right.
Well, I've seen 3 to 5 years turn into 5 to 10 really quick.
Yep.
And if we talked about the earlier segment, I've seen some vinyl windows last 4 to 7 years. So you don't want to make an investment and all of a sudden you think you're doing it so you can sell the house, and these home inspectors come in and they say, yeah, you can sell your house, but you got to replace these windows first. And you just replaced them 5 years ago.
Right.
You don't want that to happen.
You know, early on doing this show, somebody sat where you're sitting, Matt, and they said, look, my opinion on this is if you're planning on staying in your house 3 years or longer,
right,
do it for you.
Right.
Do what you're going to do. Don't worry about what it's going to bring back to you 3 to 5 to 10 years from now. Do it so you can enjoy. You want to have an open concept in your kitchen, have an open concept. If you don't, and you want to keep that wall there, keep it there. What do you want? If you're going to sell it in a year, then maybe look at the investment side of it. You guys agree with that?
Well, to be honest, and we've kind of done some research on cost to value in terms of when you do, you know, a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel.
Sure.
And on these lists of these cost to value articles that we read, insulating your home is the number one cost to value. So right. When you're doing your windows, you insulate your attic, you're getting more money out of that than you are any other project that you're doing because you're making your home energy efficient.
Wow.
So,
and again, that's, you know, that's not the curb appeal that people are thinking.
Right.
You know,
right.
I need to do this to make it pop it at the curb.
Right.
But yeah. What you're talking about is pure, let's just get it done. And that's what's going to, the investment will
it's
go up.
Yeah.
Guys, I can't thank you so much. Again, Tom, thank you at Story Hill Renovations for getting involved in our toy drive. I really appreciate that, and I want to say that to you while you were on the air here with us.
No, thank you. Like I said, thanks for the invite, and we're excited.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, Window Geek.
Thanks for having me on. It's good to be here always.
You know what?
I can't believe the hour's gone already. I just had to check my clock.
All these questions from your staff, I think you ought to run like an hour seminar here. I think you ought to come in during the week.
I'll do a dog and pony show for the staff here, but then we'll run out of questions. What do we do next time?
Oh, trust me. Hey, you know what? These guys, I had 7 more questions I was too embarrassed to ask you.
Never.
Thanks a lot for coming. This is the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.